His Sick on Stories we're following on Robin Hood Radio. A request for a retroactive severance pay was tabled by the Salisbury Central School Board of Education at their latest meeting until further notice and until further information could be secured. At a meeting you could see on Robin Hood Radio TV, CATV6, or see it on video by going to CATV6.com and clicking on the Vimeo link. Jennifer Law, who worked at the school for more than 28 years in a number of capacities, took a leave of absence in December 2012 to take the interim position of principal at Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. In February of that year, she became permanent principal. She said through her misunderstanding of logistics and because there was a new principal at Salisbury Central, she did not seek severance because she thought it was only available to those retiring, and she was beyond the February 1st deadline to report to the superintendent, for which staff are required. She told the board that many activities and initiatives she undertook while at Salisbury Central, which showed her dedication and passion for the school, and believed it was an oversight that she didn't receive severance pay. She asked the members to recognize that dedication and pay in her the money she's allocated. Following an executive session, members decided to table the request and discuss it at a February meeting. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office looking for Randolph Pollock. He was born September 4th, 1981. He may be in the area of Dover, New York. If anybody has seen Randolph Pollock, he's wanted for aggravated, unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle and other items. Your contact, your texts or tips to 845-605-2583. The Salisbury Central School kindergarten pre-registration for the 2019-2020 year is scheduled for today and then again on Thursday and then Friday. All children born during the calendar year 2014 should register. More information at 860-435-9871 to schedule an appointment. Town of Salisbury Board of Selectmen are meeting. That's at 5 p.m. and that is today at Town Hall. Also, Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting today at 5:30 at the Central Office Conference Room. Region 1 Board of Education regular meeting comes up tonight. That is at 6:30 in the library at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And in Dover, the Planning Board has their regular meeting at Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Town of Salisbury Historic District Commission has their meeting at Salisbury Town Hall at 9 o'clock in the morning. And the town meeting notice for Salisbury Town Meeting coming up on February the 6th at 7:30 to receive and act upon the report of town officers, to recognize the town report, to receive and act upon the audited financial report from the chairman of the Board of Finance and treasurer for the town for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018, and to consider and act on a resolution for the issuance of bond not to exceed $2,418,000 to finance an aggregate $2,418,000 appropriation as approved at the special town meetings held March 11th, 2016 and December 19th, 2018. For the town share of cost of the design, construction, and equipment of a waste transfer station to be operated by the Salisbury Shared Resource Recovery Authority. The Canaan Board of Education has a meeting set for tonight. That meeting is set for 6 o'clock, and that is in Falls Village at the Lee H. Kellogg School. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen in Norfolk have a meeting. That is coming up on the 5th, and that is at 7 p.m. Kent Center School Scholarship Fund will host the 24th Annual Chocolate Fest. That will happen Thursday, February 7th. The fundraiser for the Scholarship Fund will run from 3:30 to 5:30 in the school cafeteria in case of inclement weather. The event will take place on February the 8th. Tickets are available at the door. A ticket is exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers and confectioners. All proceeds benefit the Scholarship Fund, which awards scholarships for the post-secondary education of Kent Center School graduates. Maria Horn has agreed to meet with constituents at the Falls Village Firehouse on Route 7 on Thursday at 6:30. It's an informal discussion with Maria about the topic of Lime Rock Park. It is open to all. Sharon Parks and Recreation have a regular meeting coming up at 6:30 on Thursday. Also going on, a reminder, the Salisbury Association featuring an exhibit on the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Well, how about this? The greatest Salisbury native ski jumper, Roy Sherwood, who was national champion in 1954 at the age of 21 and member of the 1956 U.S. Olympic team, the daughters of Roy, have passed along. That is Marilee Sherwood, Alexander, and Kim Sherwood. A bunch of memorabilia from their father's ski jumping career and many of those artifacts relating to the 56 Olympics held in Cortina, Italy, will be on display alongside the SWASA exhibit. Exhibit hours will be expended during Jump Fest weekend, Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th from 10 until 5. Snowy brownies and other treats will be on hand. The Amenia Free Library is sponsoring a Valentine crafting on Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon. All ages are welcome. More information at 845-373-8273. Palabolas at the Bahamia Performing Arts Center on February 8th and February 9th. More information is available at mehewi.org on the web. The Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchkiss School will present an art exhibit featuring the works of Brooklyn-based artist Lee Arnold, running January 24th through February 24th, with an artist talk and reception February 8th at 7 p.m. at 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. A food pantry distribution will take place on Saturday from 10 until noon at the United Methodist Church located on East Church Street in Pine Plains. Angela Paul Ramuni will read from his recently published book, Accordions from the Heart, and play, by the way, the accordion at the Lodge at Gear Village Hollenbeck Room on Saturday from 2 until 3 p.m. Reservations are required at 860-824-2625. American Legion Post 126 and Sharon holding their chicken barbecue dinner at the hall behind the firehouse on Saturday. Continuous servings from 4 until 7. Takeouts are available. $12 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under, free for children under 5. A menu for the all-you-can-eat dinner includes half a chicken, potato salad, pasta salad, baked beans, coleslaw, rolls, and dessert. More information at 860-364-5640. The Fisher Center and Catskill Jazz Factory, Annandale on Hudson, present Jazz and the Birth of Hip Hop, the first in a 3-concert winter jazz series, Sound the Trumpet. It'll be held at the Fisher Center, Intimate Luma Theater, on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. Tickets and more information, fishercenter.barra.edu or 845-758-7900. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday, February 10th at the firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has a talk and tasting of early harvest olive oils by Stephen Jenkins on Sunday at 4 p.m. You can hear the man the New York Times once called Enfant Terrible of Fancy Food Business talk about his second career at Olive Oil Jones. After the talk, sample early harvest oils that have just arrived. The event will be held in the Chapin Meeting Hall on the second floor of Sharon Town Hall. Advance registration is required at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,063.89, the NASDAQ at 7,263.87, and the S&P 500 at 2,706.53. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.